Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7-2-0. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm broadcasting live from New York City. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there, the knowledge base, the articles, the archives. And don't forget to take our poll question, which is right on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you will see how the poll is going so far instantaneously. Having a great visit with our good friend Mark Coker, a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Smashwords, and which is an e-publishing book. But Mark, your method of e-publishing is a little different from what a lot of people think of, isn't it?
Sure. We refer to ourselves as an e-book publishing and distribution platform. So we make it really easy for any author anywhere in the world to instantly publish a multi-format ebook. You just simply upload a Microsoft Word file to our website, formatted to the specifications in our style guide, and then we convert it into an ebook for free, and then we make it available for sale. And then if the book is well formatted, we will distribute it to most of the major ebook retailers, including Apple, Sony, mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble, and Kobo.
But now, when people think of buying ebooks these days, they typically think of buying it and reading it on Kindle, or reading it, in one of the reader forums. But your format is different from those, isn't it?
Well, the Kindle uses a proprietary format. The other e-reading devices use an open format called EPUB. We produce the ebooks into 9 different formats. So our ebooks are readable on any e-reading device. So the Kindle,
okay.
The Kobo device, the Barnes & Noble Nook, your cell phone, so an iPhone, iPad, virtually any device with a screen can read an ebook now.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so your format converts it into all those. Basically, it's a cross-platform type of resource.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. And I don't think I knew. I knew what you were doing, but I don't think. Of course, as you know, the e-publishing world has it changes and upgrades about every 30 days, doesn't it? So you know, you and I haven't spoken in 7 or 8 months. So the world has changed a lot since then, hasn't it?
The world has changed a lot, and we've changed a lot. You know, just to put our growth in perspective, we launched the business in 2008. That first year, we published 140 books. In 2009, we were up to 6,000 books. And
wow.
I think the last time you and I spoke, we were probably around 8,000. Today, we're publishing over 27,000 books from over 11,000
wow.
authors. So our business
wow.
has really exploded here in the last couple of years.
Congratulations. And now the beauty of what you're talking about is that when we talk about, you know, in today's world with the technology we have, anybody can be an author. You're not tied to the big New York publishing houses these days. I mean, if you got something that's of value, you can publish it. And you have to market it yourself. But, you know, the dirty little secret, Mark, is that even big publishers, big time authors, I should say, who have big city publishers, they have to market their own books. So you're really not any worse off than they are you?
Well, definitely. That's probably a common complaint that you hear from virtually every traditionally published author is that the publisher did very little to promote their work. And one of the challenges that traditional authors face is that their book hits the bookshelves, and then if it doesn't sell really well in the first couple months, all those books are returned back to the publisher,
yeah.
and you go out of print. But with an ebook, your book can be immortal. You can also
yeah.
earn much higher royalties with an ebook. You know, with an ebook at Smashwords, you're earning 85% of the net goes back to you. That works out
wow.
to about 60. That works out to about 60% of the retail price. So if you sell a book through Smashwords at the Apple iBookstore, you're earning 60 cents. For every dollar that Apple sells. But you can contrast that with what a traditional publisher pays. They traditionally pay you know, anywhere from 5 to 15% of the retail price.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It takes a long time to get that advance back. And so, so if a regular book, you know, more and more books, printed books are costing over $20. It's, you know, typically not uncommon to see a book at 25 or even higher today for a printed book, for a hardback book. So what is the average price for an ebook?
At Smashwords, the average price is around $5, a little under $5.
Really?
Yeah. But you combine that with the favorable economics of ebook publishing. You know, a $5 book where you're earning 60% of that price, that's $3 in the author's pocket. In order for an author to earn $3 on a print book traditionally published, it would have to be a $30 price. So it allows author to sell a lower cost product and still earn more profit per unit. So it's a win-win for the author and the customer.
In the 30 seconds I got left for this segment, Mark, what about how do authors protect their work? How do they keep someone from, you know, selling it and copying it and redistributing it?
Well, simply by publishing, you have some copyright protection. So no one is allowed to steal that work and republish it on their own under their own name. But if you're asking about piracy, that's a bigger concern for some authors. And there's not too much you can do about that.
Yeah, that's one of the issues that's going to be there for any kind of digital technology. I should say digital content is what I meant to say. Mark, give us the website quickly.
It's www.smashwords.com.
Check it out, folks. And whether you are an author or a reader and you want to buy a book, check that out, smashwords.com. Mark and I will be right back. I'm going to ask Mark to look in the future. Tell us where he thinks things are going for his business and the digital content world right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.